This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This is a real plan to send the savings that DOGE generates over the next couple of years right back into the pockets of hardworking Americans all across this country. They deserve it. It was their money in the first place, and they need a break.
Yeah. In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Griff Jenkins.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, buddy. How are you? Thanks for giving us a minute this morning.
Hey, listen, a little bonus Monday morning, Griff Jenkins, as he shows up to work bright and early and ready to drink from the fire hose of news coming out of Washington. But we got a good story today. We're talking more about the border coming on the heels of Borders Are Tom Homan's tough talk at CPAC, the conservative conference here over the weekend. Tom Homan just laying in to the results and reality of what they've done, and the battle that he's got now with sanctuary cities like Boston, saying he's going to bring hell to Massachusetts. But part of my focus, pertinent to your soundbite you just played there, is we're going to hit on the fact that, you know, CBP is now going to take over the USAID headquarters in the famous Ronald Reagan building here, not far from the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Right.
And it's significant because it just shows, it's another sign of just a shift in priorities with this new administration. You know, President Trump, when he was on the campaign trail, made immigration and border crackdown his signature issue. And he's obviously delivered these results we see with crossings down over 90%. But yet the fact that you've now got a beefing up of CBP, taking over USAID, moving them out, is really showing not only can he deliver on a promise made, but he's delivering on a commitment to make sure that the border and the safety of the country that comes with an insecure border is not set aside.
Well, Griff, you know, I noticed that I haven't heard a single story yet since Donald Trump's been reelected and sworn into office about restricting or trying to limit money for a border wall. I mean, remember, that was all the focus before. You won't get a dime out of us. We're not going to let you build this wall. That's silly. And now it just seems to be accepted that it's going to happen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happen.
Oh, you bet it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting too, again, going back to this, you know, one might see it as, you know, just a typical change of administration, housekeeping with the CBP moving into the USAID headquarters. But, you know, Doge, we're going to stay tuned later this week. I think it's Wednesday. I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is the chairwoman of the subcommittee of the oversight committee, that is going to go in to expose and give us even more just how deep the foreign aid undermined U.S. interest. And, you know, it's from the drag shows in developing countries to male circumcision in Mozambique and all the other stuff. Apparently, we're just scratching the surface. So that's going to be something to keep your eye on, and we'll all be shocked by it. And you know, over the weekend, on Saturday, I got into a segment, I was anchoring Fox and Friends weekend, filling in, and Rachel Campos Duffy was talking about, you know, what Doge has done, and not to get off topic here, but you remember too, Mark, and those of us old enough can remember, you know, one example of this outrageous USAID spending was something that the great Rush Limbaugh in the 90s would get his fingers on, yes. And he was the first to really rail on it. And you had Newt Gingrich, then, you know, Speaker of the House, try and do something about it, but yet the status quo of Washington won. And, you know, it's worth noting, at least from the chair where I sit looking back on it, it seems this administration has done more in 30 days than all of Washington, conservative Republicans included, not necessarily fault of theirs, but they're included, they've done more in 30 days than was done in 30 years.
Griff, I haven't heard a word you said since you said the word circumcision in Mozambique. I'm just kidding. That caught my attention. I'm like, wait a minute. I heard the one about the condoms to foreign countries and you know, LGBTQ comic books somewhere in South America. I had not heard the one about the fact that USAID tax dollars were funding circumcisions in Mozambique.
I've got to look it up because Doge has been tweeting it out, but I tweeted it over the weekend. Literally, it was like several million for medical male circumcision in Mozambique. You can't make that stuff up.
How does that further U.S. interests? I just that should be the first question. And if you can't answer that, then the money shouldn't be spent.
It doesn't, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. And, you know, it's worth noting, too, that you know, when USAID was stood up, they were stood up to basically exert what we call soft power, the U.S. democracy, you know, way of life, to try and put it to other cultures, other places, particularly in places where we could have security threats and we want to, you know, put democracy in places like Iran and North Korea and whatnot. But medical male circumcision in Mozambique, I can't see any connection that furthers our U.S. interests.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. So what are the shockwaves up there? I know it's not the story you're covering this morning, but with Dan Bongino, did that catch everybody by surprise?
I will tell you, in full disclosure, I'm quite good friends with Dan Bongino. We worked together quite a lot when he was at Fox.
Okay.
And then he went on to have his great podcast, which I don't think he's going to be able to keep doing.
No.
But I texted him this morning and said, congratulations, brother. I know you're going to do a good job. Just want to tell you congrats. And he said, thank you. I'm ready to get to work.
Now, what's
that going to be? The deputy director is usually the day-to-day guy. And, you know, we've heard so much about deep state people entrenched in these agencies. And we know that if there are any people that have been held over in their positions who, for whatever reason, show up at work and clock in with a focus on undermining the current administration's agenda and goals, Dan Bongino is going to find them and root them out and send them packing.
Wow. I mean, I was shocked. I loved I played the bite from him from one of his last podcasts where he's still talking about wanting to find out more about what happened with the Steele dossier and Adam Schiff and who knew what and when did they know it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I asked Hans von Spakovsky this morning from Heritage, legally, yep, can they do that? Is there a statute of limitations? He said, generally, there's a 5-year statute of limitations on a lot of these crimes. But if somebody lied to investigators, there's no statute on that. So he could go back and maybe find something.
Well, he could, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't try to. And, you know, we'll find out, and you can bet your bottom dollar there would be legal challenges to it based, yeah, on that very statute of limitations. But whether or not anyone is actually prosecuted, the American people still don't know exactly what happened. And they don't know what the truth is of all of it because it's never been fully laid out there.
No.
And this is an opportunity. You know, when Kash Patel, you know, goes sworn in, it's so significant that he said, look, we're going to be about transparency, accountability, and a return to the commitment to actual law enforcement, letting cops be cops. Bongino, by the way, just issued a statement to Fox moments ago saying, quote, I spent my life in public service, beginning with the NYPD and continuing through my time as a Secret Service agent working under both Republican and Democrat administrations. I've witnessed firsthand dedication, sacrifice of men and women in these agencies who serve with integrity and honor. This role is not about politics, he says. It's about professionalism, leadership, and accountability. So there's Bongino doubling down as well. And, you know, if whatever Bongino and Kash Patel end up doing, if it does restore the public trust in the nation's premier law enforcement agency, the FBI, then that will be a win for all Americans, regardless of your politics.
Very true, my friend. And I saw Pam Bondi say the other day that she had the Epstein list laying on her desk. I mean, you talk, yeah, about shockwaves. I hope she's got a good security detail because if that ever comes out, go ahead.
I think it is. Yeah. I think much of it is. I mean, look, it wouldn't have gotten this far. And when I was anchoring, hosting with Rachel Campos Duffy, we played a clip back when she and Pete Hegseth and Will Cain were interviewing down at Mar-a-Lago Trump. And you know, Rachel Campos Duffy point blank asked Trump, will you release the JFK files? Yes. Will you release MLK? Yes. Will you release Epstein? And he said, yes. That one will take review because we don't want to impugn private citizens that are unnecessarily, you know, drawn into it. But I think by and large, we're going to see certainly a lot of it, if not all of it.
That's a great point. Griff, thanks for the extra time this week, my friend. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
Buckle up, guys. Who knows what we'll be talking about on Thursday? It's only Monday morning. Get out of bed, and as Kilmeade says, get dressed.
Get dressed. Yes, sir. We'll talk soon, buddy. Thank you. Griff Jenkins there live up in D.C. this morning. I was glad we were able to grab him. Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, we don't want to impugn the reputation of regular citizens. We know what happened on that island. If you ever visited that island, your friends and neighbors should know who you are. I'm sorry. I don't know who we're trying to protect here, quite frankly. But I get it from a legal perspective, maybe.
Get more at 971talk.com.